Dear Bastard. Episode 4. Reindeer Bastard. It's Christmas at 17 Chekhov Gardens, and one of Jill's three kings is on the run.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Christ. Merry Christmas! Christmas tree. Snowman. Snow woman? Hashtag Jesus is born. As you know, we Americans love to celebrate the holidays. I like to kick things off by watching a different Christmas movie every free night I have in December. So come on up to my flat later for some s'mores and hot chocolate and join me in watching Home Alone from 7 p.m. Points for everyone who sends a picture of themselves doing the Kevin scream face. Ho, ho, ho! God bless, Dana. Christmas tree, house emoji, screaming face emoji, smiley face. P.S. I have bought some decorations for the house. Anyone want to help me set them up? Are we going to run a Kris Kringle? And if it's being discussed, I would be super down for getting a real tree.
Dana, thank you so much for your hospitality last night, and apologies for spilling my drink. I'm sure apple juice comes out of suede easily enough. I can recommend a very cheap dry cleaner on Krakenthorpe High Street if you're having issues. To your point on our Christmas decorations, I defer to the wider house. But specifically Jill, who has managed our displays, quite successfully if I may say so, for the last number of years. However, I'm sure she will welcome your suggestions. Yours sincerely, Barry.
Dana, Barry is correct. I've been in charge of decorating the common area for the previous 7 years. You'll find in England that we prefer a more sober and respectful celebration of the birth of our Lord and Saviour. Spelt with a U in England, by the way. I'm surprised that as a self-professed Anglophile, you didn't know this already. As per every other year, I will erect a manger scene in the hallway beside the letter rack. There will be tinsel, gold and red only, on the banisters, holly and ivy on the top of each print on the wall and around the base of the imitation Barbara Hepworth, and a discreet tree with gold lights only in the stairwell. Whilst this tree is artificial, it is remarkably lifelike and has served us well, so I don't think we'll need to take you up on your suggestion of getting a real one. That would only incur extra cleaning costs as we would spend weeks hoovering up the loose needles. I don't think our common fund would stretch to cover it. Nevertheless, among your various suggestions, I quite like the Kris Kringle idea, which I now realise is what we would call a secret Santa arrangement here. On reflection, it could be rather fun. Would you be open to organising it for us all? Ho, ho, ho to one and all. Jill.
Barry. Sorry, but if you're going to sing along when you practice your Church of England approved Christmas piano favourites, a reminder that it's the first Noel, not the first Noel, as in Noel Edmonds. Please practice quietly until you're ready to give a full recital. Cheers, Trevor. P.S. As you all know, I've been afflicted by a cranky toenail for years, and that has finally been badly triggered by last month's slip and fall in the hallway. I've finally been given an appointment for minor surgery next week, and I'll be housebound for a couple of weeks after that. Would somebody mind volunteering to do a rundown to Morrison's for me?
Hello, my friends. Festive tidings to you all. Are you well? I am so well. Firstly, Trevor, I'm sorry to hear that you are not so well. Modern medicine is a miracle, and I'm sure you will be right as rain in no time. I will personally administer meals on legs from my garden flat, lots of healthy recipes to have you back on your feet, sorry, foot, lols, in no time. Everyone, I looked with interest at the suggestions that Dana put forward for Christmas at 17 Chekhov Gardens this year, and I feel we should incorporate several more than just the Secret Santa. I like the idea of making the house as bright and as colourful as possible. English winters are so dark, so it would support putting colourful lights in the hallway and also around the windows. It would also make things look very festive indeed for us and for the rest of the street. This can come out of the common fund now that our reserves have risen above the £65 benchmark. I also think we could make the tree in the garden a little bit more festive to cheer up the carbonized wood. However, I think solar paneled lights might be better than running into the issues we had with the extension cable last time. I can also look into them via my various connections in the renewable homewares industry. Dana, if you run the Secret Santa, I will do the house lights and Jill can take care of everything else. Remember, as Betty Ford said, coming together is a beginning, staying together is a progress, and working together is a success. I thought that was very appropriate in this instance. Festive salutations and lots of love, Rolene.
All. Far be it from me to be a party pooper, but putting multicoloured lights willy-nilly around the window frames of this beautiful and listed building will make our house look like something out of a tacky American sitcom. Dana, I appreciate that this is your first Christmas in England, but I do not think we need to resort to this level of mawkishness as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Christ. Please reconsider, as this is not something that Barry and I can support. Best wishes, Jill. P.S. Rolene, that quote should be attributed to Henry Ford, not Betty Ford. Perhaps you should read your quote of the day toilet paper more carefully.
Actually, folks, I think the coloured lights in the windows would be a nice idea and brighten up the place. They get my vote. Cheers, Trevor.
Hi, everyone. I'm with Trevor. I think as long as this is done tastefully, it could be a selling point for the house. People tend not to view property in December, so we need something to draw attention and get people to come by in January. And if we stand out, they'll remember us. So long as the electricity bill doesn't climb sky high as a result, in the spirit of Christmas, I am prepared to trust you all with getting it right. Cheers, Robbie, XOX.
Hello, my friends. Are you well? I am so well. And all the better for seeing democracy in action, especially in a world marked by rancor and the ascendancy of authoritarian populism. I will go ahead and organise the lights. My sister Charlene will come by to help affix them to the windows, and I will also obtain the lights for the tree in the garden. We will thus be set up in time for this weekend. Perhaps we could do an official switching on of the lights with some mulled wine and mince pies. Jill, I know you take pride in yours, but perhaps we could have a competition. As it has been said before, he who has not Christmas in his heart will never find it under a tree. Most heartwarming, I'm sure you will all agree. Salutations, Rolene.
Rolene, when you were stringing the lights around the tree in the garden, did you take a step back and check what they looked like before you turned them on? The shape you have created looks like a large ribbed condom. Did you mean to do that? It's bad enough that the back garden looks like something out of a Syrian airstrike without giving it the look of Amsterdam's red light district. This is not a selling point. I can't show the house with a giant penis in the garden. Change it immediately. If you need help, I'm sure someone will step in and tear the lights down themselves. Robbie.
Hello, my friends. Oopsie daisy indeed. Apologies for the display, this has been fixed and looks rather more shy, as we say in my homeland. Charlene and I have been working hard to put up the lights around the windows and we think you will like it. As I mentioned, we will be switching on the street-facing lights on Saturday with a cup of something warm and spicy and Christmassy, but with enough time to get back inside to see the Strictly Come Dancing final, which is obviously incredibly important in this time. I hope to see you on the front steps at 7 p.m. on Saturday, and we will have a special guest turning on the lights, my niece Charmaine. Festive salutations and lots of love, Rolene.
Hey Rolene, the lights look really neat. They really remind me of home, and I think you've done great work. It was nice to meet your sister and niece. I'm sorry to hear she lost a mitten in the garden. I did find a mitten, but it's way too big to be hers, as it's clearly an adult size. Also, thanks for confirming, everyone, that you've received an email from my online Kris Kringle/Secret Santa Generator. You have until December 18th to buy a gift, wrap it, and leave it outside the door of the person the generator emailed you. Do not attach your name, and do not spend more than £20. Good luck, and God bless. Dana. Christmas tree, Santa Claus, snowman, gift emoji, smiley face, zipper mouth face, smiley face.
All. Apologies for disrupting the Christmas spirit, but I'm emailing about an extremely serious matter. Someone, or something, has assaulted the manger scene in the hall. I came out to collect some posts this afternoon and discovered the ox and ass were nowhere to be found. Rather defeating to the point of assembling the scene in the first place. Mary was rolling around in her side, and the head of one of the wise men has been bitten off and is nowhere to be found. Raleen, has your cat strayed into the main house again? Please investigate and search your flat for the missing head. Do not overlook the litter tray. As a Christian, this has left me distraught and outraged. The Christmas spirit is strong in me, but it is not impervious. Jill.
Hello, my friends. Are you well? I am so well. Jill, Roxette has not been inside the main house in many months. In fact, I've been keeping her in my flat to avoid both the cold and Stuart, the tomcat that lives with Dr. and Mrs. Bench next door. He has been stalking her through my French windows, forcing me to drive him away with my rain stick. I therefore can offer no explanation for your headless figurine. It is possible that one of our fellow residents mistakenly thought it was edible? Salutations, Rolene. P.S. Dana, the adult-sized mitten may indeed belong to Charmaine. She has strikingly large hands for a child of her age. Please pop it through my letter flap. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. I opened my Christmas presents early because I'm off to Mykonos this year. Dana, your secret Santa generator has malfunctioned. I received 5 gifts instead of 1 on my doorstep. I'm not sure who gave me what, but I suppose I should say thanks for the Lynx body set, the electric Parmesan grater, the dog-eared book on medieval church music, the knit-it-yourself sweater kit, and the men's driving moccasins, size 8. If anyone wants to reclaim these, they're most welcome. To the person I was assigned, I hope you like your gift. Merry Christmas, Robbie. XOX. P.S. For future reference, I have size 11 feet, so I'm donating the moccasins to charity.
Hello, my friends. Are you well? I am so well. Robbie, I do open my presents early. By a process of elimination, it appears that I was your Secret Santa assignment. I received from you a high-spec meat cleaver. Although, as you know, I am a vegan and sometimes a vegetarian, even if I do occasionally slip up and order a lamb jalfrezi from Jaipur Fort, which is highly recommended. The cleaver is very thoughtful and I will come in very useful for chopping large turnips and vegetables. It is received in a spirit of gratitude and warmth and neighbourliness. Remember, every day is a gift, and that's why we call it the present. I thought that was very appropriate in this instance, as per usual. Meanwhile, this is to inform you all that I will be heading to South Africa in the morning to see my family and to get some sun on these chalky old bones. I will be gone for 10 days, during which time Roxette will be living it up in a new cat hotel and spa in Steins. I look forward to seeing you all in the new year. Warm salutations, lots of love, Merry Christmas, and of course, Happy Kwanzaa, Rolene.
All. As is custom, Barry and I would like to invite you all to Flat One for Christmas lunch. It will be a humble affair, but there is no better way for us to put the events of the last year behind us in a spirit of Christian neighbourliness. Please let me know if you're interested so that I can shop accordingly. Rolene, please disregard this invitation. I would also like to add that I have located the missing head of the wise man in the poinsettia on the upstairs hall table. The base of its head seems to have small teeth marks, If somebody could come forward with an explanation, we'll say no more about it.
You have one new message received today at 1:04 a.m.
Jill, regarding your note, I did not expect to be invited to your Christmas dinner as I will be some 9,500 kilometers away. In future, if you need to email all residents while I am absent, do not include me. Otherwise, your emails will qualify as a form of spam. Most undesirable. Ho, ho, ho.
Barry Fenlon was played by Lewis Moore. Jill Fenlon was played by Sophie Handy. Robbie Gold was played by Rory Matheson. Dana Gustafson was played by Maggie Marie Casto. Trevor McNamara was played by Sebastian Romaniuk. Rolene Van Aus was played by Lorianne Clements. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, search for Dear Bastard Podcast, or follow the Linktree links in the episode bio. And please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.